Sonia Soares joins us now.
Good morning.
Sonia is digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with her on Fridays to get the lowdown on the region's business stories. Another tech firm is bringing jobs to Sacramento.
Next week, Mayor Kevin Johnson and billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper are expected to introduce Support Pay. This is a Bay Area tech firm that allows parents to pay child support through an online app. We don't really know if this is going to be a new headquarters for this firm, but information online confirms that the company is hiring for multiple positions. And on LinkedIn, it's characterized as having 11 to 50 employees.
So this sounds like a relatively small company. What's with all the fanfare?
This announcement comes shortly after Mayor Johnson announced that Parable, a small digital media firm, was coming to Sacramento. Now, together, these firms are part of an evolving economic development strategy for the city. And essentially, Sacramento is trying to recruit lots of these smaller Bay Area tech firms instead of trying to go for giants like Google or Airbnb. And trying to get these bigger companies is really difficult, but Sacramento might actually have a chance when it comes to appealing to these smaller companies that are kind of feeling squeezed with high costs and traffic in the Bay Area.
Sprouts Farmers Market has signed a lease for Del Paso Marketplace in North Natomas.
This will be about a 30,000 square foot anchor store, and this center was built about a decade ago, and Fresh and Easy was planned as the grocery anchor there. We all know that that grocer's expansion didn't work out locally, and so the space hasn't been occupied, and this is a new development there.
What does the new Sprouts store say about retail in the area?
Well, for that center, first of all, this is really great news. A grocery anchor can be tremendously helpful in getting attention from other prospective tenants and securing additional leases. And more space is available within the center. So we might see more tenant interest as a result of this news. And also, kind of on a larger level, this shows that Sprouts continues to put lots of faith in the Sacramento area. In addition to the five local stores that Sprouts has opened now, the grocer is also opening a new location in Folsom. And we all know that the grocery climate is pretty difficult. And the fact that Sprouts continues to expand here says a lot about the brand's strength in their area and the confidence in local consumers.
In dining news, a Southern staple could be coming to the Sacramento area. Which restaurant are we talking about?
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. It's very well known in the South, as you said. It has about 640 restaurants nationwide, but none in California, according to its website. Now, this could change. According to public records from Sacramento County, a pre-application meeting is in the works for a proposed Cracker Barrel in the Arden Arcade area. The work location is listed as 1000 Howe. It's not really clear how this would fit with the business that's currently at 1000 Howe Avenue, which is a buffet. And Cracker Barrel has not confirmed plans yet for a local site. So this is all a little tentative. But again, those public records confirm that pre-application meeting, at least for the business.
I hear there's been a lot of interest in this story on the Business Journal website. What's so appealing about Cracker Barrel?
Since we published the story earlier in the week, it's received more than 700 shares on Facebook, a lot of comments as well. Cracker Barrel serves comfort food, which means you'll find meatloaf and pancakes and even fried chicken livers on the menu. And it kind of specialized in this whole idea of experience dining before that was really a thing. This emphasizes this experience-oriented approach to the way that it serves customers. There's a souvenir shop attached to the restaurant, and that store sells candy, apparel, and even furniture. Kind of on a larger level, if you look online, you'll find multiple discussions about Cracker Barrel's presence or lack thereof in California. And so if this store, this potential store, does come through, it would be a pretty big deal for the restaurant's fans.
And a locally owned restaurant got national attention this week.
Finally, we have one local entry on Open Table's list of the nation's 100 best restaurants for foodies, and that is The Kitchen. And this is the only local restaurant on that list. It's based on restaurant reviews submitted by Open Table diners. Of course, Open Table is an online service for restaurant reservations. And if you haven't been there, The Kitchen is a high-end eatery operated by Sellin Family Restaurants. It was in the news a little while ago when it was expected to move from from Hurley Way to Broadway, but those plans change, and Selin's Market Cafe is still expected to fill that Broadway space.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.